Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
A resting grace.
This is for you, Haiti.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going to a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. The Lord's on light, on the pain at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so I not help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gotta make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause it's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
Instrument, have your Holy Spirit use me as an instrument so I could speak and talk
about love. Let me not talk through the flesh, but let me talk through the Bible, through your words that is written. In your name, Lord Father, I glorify you. Anybody that listens to this show, let them be touched and let them be reached. Even though the show is not promoted, but you are promoting it by yourself, Lord Father, and you have it being reached around the world automatically, and I already know. Lord Father, I thank you. I thank you for everything. I pray to in your blood. Amen. Today, we're going to talk about love. And the reason why we need to talk about love, because there's so many hate around this world. And, you know, people hate each other. Sometimes they just hate each other for no reason, or they hate each other for you know, fortune or fame, or, you know, it's basically jealousy mixed with that. You know what I mean? Hatred and jealousy, and it's not good, you know, because God will bless you automatically because he loves all of us. You know, and, you know, it's not for you to hate anybody. It's for you to love everybody no matter what, unconditionally, just like he loves us. You know, he sent us in this earth to experience everything and to make a decision. And not just that, but to love one another, to help one another. You know, you got to love your enemy also. You know, it's not like, I don't love my enemy, I hate my enemy. Once you hate your enemy, you're a hater too, just to let you know that. But you could give them love unconditionally and still give them that distance. You know, don't get close to angry men. You know what I'm saying? And that's on the verse too. When people is just angry around you all the time, you can't just be around them. You know, because how you going to prosper? How you going to reach your goals when you have somebody that's angry and that have a heart full of hatred? The cure for that is loving them back. You understand? So, you know, you must love one another no matter what. I'm going to read a verse on the Bible. And it's on John 3:16. And he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whatsoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son unto the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved." See, now God himself gave his begotten Son for us because he loved us. He loved us so much that he gave his Son up to sacrifice himself on the cross so our sins could be forgiven, you know. And let me explain to y'all, because this world is corrupted. It's upside down. And, you know, the devil is the prince of this world. He will deceive you and he will try and destroy you. You understand? And I'm not afraid to say that. Let me tell you this. This world, people will tell you that, you know, if you sin, you keep sinning, you don't need to go to God, whatever, because he's going to continue sin. Or some people will be like, oh, when I get right with my life, then I'm going to give myself to Jesus or whatever and get baptized. That's not how it goes. Even though you're sinning and you're doing a whole bunch of things, you got to at least give God a chance in your life. Give him a chance in your life. Give the Lord Jesus Christ a chance in your life. I know you feel bad that, you know, you're doing this, you're doing a lot of wrong things, but if you give him a chance at least one time a day, your life will change automatically. But just by you saying, oh, you know, I'm gonna get baptized and give myself to the Lord when I'm ready. When are you gonna be ready? You understand? When are you gonna be ready? The time is now. Because we're in the last days. I'm going to come back.
some machine. What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looking at it, Satan, because in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hurts me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told. That can separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life. Yeah.
Okay, that was Mary Mary Super Friend. I love that song. So basically what I was trying to tell everybody that, you know, there's a lot of people been saying the wrong things. They don't even know the word. They don't even touch the Bible or read the Bible. You know, they go to church and they think they're listening, but even though they go to church, do you feel the presence of the Lord in your heart? Do you feel that he loves you? Because he loves everybody, you understand? Don't let people deceive you and tell you, oh, you know, you should change, you know, when you're ready to change. Or if they tell you, oh, you're doing this thing and you're selling drugs or you're pimping or whatever you're doing, you shouldn't go to God because you're already in this side already. You know, when you're ready, you should just go. But don't do it now. Don't listen to those people, because those people are deceiving you. They're trying to destroy your life. It's the devil himself use other people just to deceive you. You see what I'm saying? When God says he loves us, he means that he loves us unconditionally. That means he'll forgive us for our sins because he gave his son up on the cross. His son was on the cross. Jesus Christ himself was on the cross. So why not give the Lord a chance day by day, step by step? You know, not wasting time. We are in the last days, people, you know, and we need to love each other as much as possible because there's more hatred out here than ever. You know, they even teach that in TV, more of hatred and violence and all that stuff like that. We don't need to pay attention to that because God said be sober. When he comes, do not sleep. So we need to get prepared. We need to get prepared. Because he's coming very soon. You know, and on Revelations, the Lord himself says that he's going to come like a thief in the night. So when he said thief in the night, he let us know that he's coming very soon. He could come tomorrow. He could come tonight. He could come next week. He could come next month. So, all my listeners that's been listening to me, please get saved. If you're already saved, give the word out. You know, I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not good. I know I'm not that good of giving the word, but I'm doing my best. Give the word out. Give the gospel out. You know? Be brave. Because there's a lot that's happening right now in this world. Spiritually, I'm being attacked. But I'm still going. I'm still going because I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart because he did a lot for me. And I'm still alive. In his grace and his glory, I thank the Lord so much. I thank him because he did a lot for us. He did a lot for us. And he did a lot for my family, you know, and I came a long way. So, you know, that's love. You know, if the Lord loves us, why not love him back? You know? And it's you know, there's a lot of people out there who are trying to deceive you and tell you a whole bunch of things. And tell you, oh, the Lord is not our savior. He's a prophet. I'm not listening to other humans. I'm listening to what the word tells me. I'm listening to what God himself put on the Bible. If you study, you'll find out for yourself. See, and now I find another verse on John. Let me see. John 16, verse 12, and it came, it was in my face automatically. The Holy Spirit showed me. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I love you. There you go. And the Holy Spirit just revealed it to me automatically. I was not even flipping the page. You gotta get close to the Holy Spirit as much as you can, because we are in the last days, and it's Satan himself, we're trying to destroy all of us. We're not meant to be in hell. We're not meant to be perished. You understand? All these other people, all these people that's with this religion stuff, they're trying to deceive you and make you think we're meant to go to hell. We're not meant to go to hell. I'm telling you right now, the Lord wants us to experience life on this earth so we could all go to heaven. You know, only the worthy ones will make it to heaven. Even the ones that sin and they repent and they accept the Lord Jesus Christ will go to heaven. If you believe in the Lord, you have faith in the Lord, you will go to heaven. Okay, let me finish this off. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. See, now, that's something some people are afraid to do. When God said lay down your life for a friend, basically a friend that's, you know, basically in a car crash or something like, or if your friend's in trouble, you see what I'm saying? You're willing to help them out no matter what, you know? Have that heart. Don't be like, oh, you know, I got my own thing to do. I have some other stuff to do. I'll hit you up. I'll call you later or something like that. Don't do that. You see what I'm saying? God don't like that. Seriously. You have to be there for a friend no matter what. Even though you and your friend fight, still be there for your friend, you know? And ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant know not what his Lord do, but I have called you friends. See? For those who lay their life for their friends, God will call you a friend. Not a servant, but a friend. And you have to have that good relationship with the Lord. You have to have that great relationship with the Lord no matter what. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask for of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. So basically, God is telling us, don't worry about if the world hated us because of his name, you know, because the world hated him before us. Before we ever, you know, existed. So don't be a brat, basically. No offense, everybody, but we're all being brats. You know, like, oh, the world hate me. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. You know, complaining. But the Lord was being hated before us for the love. For the love. It's that love he's given us. It's that love. I'm telling you, it's that love, man. If the world hates you, ye know that hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. There you go. The chosen ones will be hated upon. Now, don't be surprised if you feel that a lot of people in this world loves you now. You know, because you can't be both sides. You can't be lukewarm. Because Jesus himself said, those that's lukewarm will spit you out. You can't be both sides. It's either heaven or hell, good or evil. So, I wouldn't mind if the world hate me. Because if I see the world loves me, there's something wrong here with this picture. Okay, let me finish this off and then I'm gonna close. Hold on. Okay. I hate you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have prosecuted me, they will also prosecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no clock for their sin. He that hate me hate my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. but now have they both seen and hate both me and my Father. But this come to pass that the word might be fulfilled, that it is written in their law, they hated me without a cause, for no reason. But when a comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. So that's all. That's the chapter from John, verse 27. That's all the way to 27, if you read that. But it's basically talking about love and hatred at the same time. The world will hate you because you're giving love. The world will hate you because you're different. You understand? And people don't like different too much. They, you know, there's a lot of people set to destroy you also. But guess what? Love is power. Love is power. I'm just letting you know, peoples. So we got a few minutes on here. I would like to close in with a prayer. Lord, thank you for everything, for having the Holy Spirit speak through me, Lord Father, and choosing the words out for me. For I'm still trying to get knowledge and wisdom. Take away all the ignorance out of me and let me speak to the people so they can understand and have the Holy Spirit reach the people that listen so they could give out the gospel. This is not a show to just show. This is a station, an internet radio for gospel so everybody could get reached. Everybody could get saved. For we are in the last days. We need to get ready, Lord. Thank you. Give me the strength to be a man to go around the world, Lord Father, to give this gospel. I know I'm not a preacher or a pastor, but Lord Father, let me be your missionary. Let me be your chosen one. Lord Father, use those that's listening to be chosen to give out the gospel. I pray to you, Lord Father, in your blood. Amen. Thank you everybody for listening. Continue supporting. If you want to promote this station, the name of the station is Faith is Power. Always have faith in the Lord. Without faith, you cannot please the Lord. Tomorrow I'm going to be back on. Maybe a little early, maybe 9 o'clock, maybe 8, between 8:30, 9 o'clock, because, you know, I got to go to church tomorrow. I am a Seventh-day Adventist. So, when we back on, I am Joseph the Dreamer. Thank you for listening.